morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how have you been?
Well, I would imagine that warmer weather earlier this week was welcome.
You know, it's extremely welcomed. I love jumping out of the car, no jacket, no rain, and showing homes. This is a great time of year to be doing it. I've got this perfect 2-month window because once it gets above 95, I'll be complaining again. Mm-hmm. So especially for those vacant homes where the AC's not going.
Yeah.
But right now, no, you're absolutely right. And busy. Also, a quick thank you to our radio listeners. It seems like we go in waves sometimes, but I think we had 4 or 5 listeners call in the last week since the last show with referrals, questions, come list my house. My daughter's looking at buying. So thanks to all the listeners out there and those referrals. It's why we do what we do, and it just makes a huge difference. So radio listeners making the phone ring for us, McKay, and I love it.
There you go.
We always like to start off with our crazy national celebrity house story. This week, a little research on Realtor.com, where we can find a bunch of these stories. So, citing this right out of Realtor.com, and that is Marilyn Monroe's house that she owned in California has been listed on the market. And in fact, it was her first home and the only real estate recorded that she actually owned. She only owned one home. And she bought this right after her divorce from playwright Arthur Miller, who happened to be her third husband. So I will tell you, McKay, this story was a little bit interesting to me. I knew some of this. I actually read her autobiography once, and talk about craziness. I didn't know exactly what to think about that book. It gave me a lot of insight to history, but I did know some of that. I did not know, though, that that was the only home she owned. Spanish style in Brentwood in California. And here's the thing about a price tag on this thing. They're definitely going for the celebrity factor on that. It is listed at $6.9 million. Now, that's $2,600 a square foot. And the neighborhood average, even for around there, is $1,000 a square foot. Now, in comparison, though, I just wanted to throw this out there. The dress that she wore when she sang Happy Birthday to John F. Kennedy, the famous serenade there, recently sold at auction for $4.8 million. So dress, 4.8, or house, 7 million. I think I'm going house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm absolutely going house on
that.
Well,
it has just a little bit more equity.
A little bit more equity there for sure. So that's our crazy celebrity real estate story there. On the local front with our local stories, inventory still hanging out right around the mid 400s, so it's staying very, very competitive. Again, last week, we saw many of our best listings in multiple offer situations. So we're always kind of keeping you apprised on what's going there on there with the market. Anything below 250 priced properly right now, for sure looking at 3 to 4 multiple offers. And so we're really working hard with our buyers to educate them on the best way to win some of those deals. So we'll keep a close eye on that. Well, it had been a little while. We kind of took a break for a month or so with not having any guests on the show. Mike and I were going over some of those trending topics in the hot market and breaking down some of the mechanics of the real estate transaction. But we said, time to have a guest back on the show, and especially with the weather turning the way it is and coming up to that pre-summer, one of the most overlooked home maintenance items that I see a lot of times is windows. and how important, especially if that's a view property and your curtains are open and you're wanting to showcase the look of your yard or your view. I can tell you the difference between looking through a dirty, mudded up, or irrigation stained window at a beautiful yard. You can do all the curb appeal you want versus looking through a crystal clean window is absolutely mind-blowing how different that is. And then if you add a view property onto it, you want to make sure you're showcasing that.
Yes.
So I got an expert on with us because I've tried to clean my own windows before. And you're laughing already, McKay.
Yeah.
And they never quite turn out the way that I think they should. The commercial with just hooking the Windex thing up to the hose and spraying the window, it didn't work, McKay. It did not work for me the way
Ditto.
I want. So we invited Jason Klavansky, owner of Sparkling Clean Windows, to the show. Jason, how have you been doing?
Great, Lance. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, absolutely. We love having you on. It's always great, too, when I can give a personal testimonial. You clean the windows at our house and my personal house and some of our other properties. And so it's a lot easier when I know the work. And for years, I've seen the consistency. So welcome to the show. And I guess before we get started, give me a little bit of your background with Sparkling Clean Windows. How long have you been in business and how did that come about?
So we started our business in 2001. I think those that have listened before know that I'm a Canadian, so I moved here from Canada. Scraping ice off windows up in Canada wasn't quite the same as here, although we got a little taste of that this winter,
yeah,
didn't we? So
you were back to your roots.
I felt back home, didn't I? So
oh,
I almost,
wow.
I almost strapped on the skates and started skating around. So
awesome.
But yeah, so it's been 2001, so I guess 16 years actually this month will be our anniversary for our business that we started. So grateful to be serving the Tri-Cities. We've come a long way since then. Just started out doing small residential jobs. We still do lots of residential. We have about 2,000 residential homes that we do. And then we also do commercial buildings like hospitals and in town and some of the other commercial buildings. So obviously grateful just to be made it that long and look forward to serving the Tri-Cities for many more years.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point, and we talk about this a lot on the show, especially with Kenmore Team and how we're structured. And I gave Jason a little bit of a script here, but it only took me 3 minutes and I'm going off script. Because you came up with that. Now I'm imagining with commercial buildings and 2000 residential, something tells me that you're not able to clean all of that by yourself.
I clone myself.
So,
yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your team. How are you guys structured over there?
So a lot of it is just, yeah, having the right team in place. I started out doing the work myself, and over the years as we grew, realized I couldn't clean everybody's windows myself, although I do still enjoy going out to the odd home and meeting with our customers face-to-face. But we have a great crew. We usually run about 6 to 8 full-time window cleaning technicians. We have a couple office staff that help answer the phones and get our customers scheduled and get bids. But yeah, I kind of just keep everything in order. So that's kind of the goal, is just to kind of supervise and oversee things as we continue to grow. But yeah, I have a great crew. Always looking for good workers to come out and brighten people's day. So, but yeah, blessed to have good people working for us.
Well, and I got to say, one of the things that first that struck me about your company is I remember we were having some of our windows clean, and we were having your crew clean our windows. And at the end of that, the crew came up and somebody on your crew said, "Hey, we've been here for a year and a half or 2 years in cleaning your windows. I think you built this house. You've got these three windows where the seal is blown on the windows, and you might want to talk, you know, to your company about warrantying those." Mm-hmm. And so they weren't just there like cleaning the windows and knocking those out. Like, I always appreciated they kind of went the extra mile and said, "Hey, here's some things that are wrong with your windows and you might be able to fix them." I mean, I really felt like they were taking that extra step and helping us, you know, get some advantages other than just clean windows.
Yeah, thanks for noticing that, Lance. That's part of our mission statement in our company, is that we're a customer service company first and foremost. So when we're at someone's home, obviously we're there to help with their window cleaning or pressure washing or gutter cleaning needs, but we're always looking for opportunities to find a problem that we can possibly provide a solution to, even if it's something we don't do. Obviously, if we notice that someone says they're getting ready to sell their home, guess whose card we pull out? We pull out your card and say, hey, give Lance a call over at the Kenmore team. We can't help sell your home other than cleaning your windows, but we have a network of people that we try to refer to. Lance and I are both big into networking and referring other professional businesses that can take care of our clients' needs. So that's something my guys always look for, are those opportunities to go the extra mile and find a problem that the customer has. We've been asked, do we know a good dog groomer? You guys are good at cleaning windows. Do you clean dogs? And we usually joke and say, no, but here's someone's card and give them a call. Or again, just providing that, being a resource to your customers, I guess, is one way to put it. Just when they have a need and a problem, if we can help direct them, if it's not something we can provide, we're going to hopefully refer them to somebody that can help with the solution to that problem.
Fantastic. Well, that's good information. Now, the number one thing, like one of the reasons I like having you on the show is as we come into summer and I see what's happened the last month. The last month is when the irrigation canals have been turned on. Mm-hmm. People are starting to fire up their sprinklers. I don't know exactly what these creatures are called, but there's these winter magical gnomes that adjust all the sprinklers underground during the winter. Because it seems like you fire up your water, and I don't know how those sprinklers are not working, and they were before.
Or they're adjusted in the wrong direction.
And that's exactly
right.
Maybe
it's just my staff in the wintertime. I have them go around and direct them at the windows.
There you go.
Job security.
Yes, yeah. Job security. So exactly what I'm getting at is we'll go a month and a half or 2 months, and somebody doesn't notice, maybe the sprinklers are coming on at night, and you get that kind of that white film, and I call it a hard water film, and you can mm-hmm. probably educate me on a little bit on what that is, but you get some of that irrigation overspray on the windows, and it does not come off when I just spray Windex on and try to wipe it off. So talk to me a little bit about what causes that on the window, and other than keeping your sprinklers adjusted, how you guys rectify or deal with that in the cleaning process?
Yeah, the hard water stains. The Tri-Cities is known for having very hard irrigation waters. We know that the irrigation water isn't really filtered, and so it comes out of the rivers with minerals and different contaminants in it. And when the wind blows or when your sprinklers aren't adjusted, that overspray can get on the house and the windows. And what happens is it's also hot and dry here, and that those mineral stains get adhered and etched into the glass. And so when you go to wipe them off with the soap and water or your grandma's secret recipe of newspaper and vinegar, sometimes it just doesn't get rid of those stains. So at that point, really the only way to remove the stains is either to polish them out with a specific glass polish that won't scratch the glass, and so abrading the stains away, or using a chemical to eat the stains away. When it gets to hard water stain removal, that's where we really say, you know, homeowners, hire a professional at that point. Get somebody, because we see people use wrong type of scrub pads. They use the wrong type of chemical underneath their kitchen counter, just in desperate hopes to try to restore their clarity to their windows, and a lot of times can cause more damage than good.
Absolutely. We see it on listings, we show up, and when we see that, you know, we're always pointing out to homeowners, this is going to come up as a possible issue. And even if it's not an issue that needed to be fixed, the buyers, when they walk through the houses and see that, it makes the window look dirty. They see it as a maintenance neglect item that the homeowner hasn't taken care of. And then it casts a negative view on the home for the rest of the showing. So
yeah, that's what we found, is it's not like someone's going to walk in and go, wow, this house is clean, I'm going to buy it because of the windows. But if you notice something neglected, they start looking for other things. And so it is exactly that. It's a trigger to just cause more issues and cause people to look deeper. And, you know, having a great view in those clean windows just sets the mood for the first impression for when you walk into a home.
Fantastic information. Jason, before we go into our first break, we've been talking to Jason Klavansky, Sparkling Clean Windows, about professional window cleaning the windows before the summer. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
So probably the easiest way is to give our office a call. Our number is 509-586-5550. We also have a great website where customers can go online, get an instant quote. Soon they'll even be able to schedule appointments right on our website, and that's sparklingcleanwindows.net.
Sparklingcleanwindows.net. When we come back from the break, we'll talk more with Jason Klavansky at Sparkling Clean Windows.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here talking with Jason Klavansky at Sparkling Clean Windows. Going into the summer months coming up, it's kind of that time to, if you're thinking about selling or just looking for some general home maintenance, getting that house ready for summer, getting things cleaned up, Jason's crew over at Sparkling Clean Windows can help with a lot of those items. Before I get back to him, I always know what happens when I have a guest is I run out of time. We get short and I don't get my pick three property in. So last week's pick three moved extremely fast. We have a couple new listings on the market. And when we're short on listings, these are some really good ones. 1454 Amon Drive in Richland. This is a great location that overlooks Amon Canyon there in South Richland. Three bedroom, three bath Rambler with a basement. New flooring and interior paint on the main level. Open layout, living room with fireplace, bright kitchen, full backsplash in the kitchen, garden window, awesome, awesome view there. Master bedrooms on that main level with a walk-in closet and its own bathroom. Lots of flex space in the basement, large unfinished laundry and work area. So here's the deal, that South Richland location with RV parking, and that's coming in at $225,000. So that's one of those price points that is just hot, hot. If you're interested in seeing that this weekend, please go to kenmoreteam.com and shoot us a message. Pick number two, 4408 Segovia Drive in Pasco. This is a big five-bedroom, three-bath home, West Pasco location, just right over 2,700 square feet, new interior paint. Fantastic kitchen, breakfast bar, tile counters, stainless steel appliances, lots of storage, two walk-in pantries, and you've got a fifth bedroom on the main level that could also be used for a great office. Big master suite, tile floors. This place is dialed in, West Pasco. $267,500. So once again, some new inventory under $300,000. Pick number three, I'm going to take you out to West Richland. This is a three bedroom, two bath, plus a den, stucco Rambler. And this is a great West Richland location right off of Belmont. You've got new schools in the area going in, development in the area from the city of West Richland. So great, great location. 2,300 square foot Rambler. Open layout, large living room, gas fireplace, split bedroom design, huge master suite, slider out to its own patio. So this place is fully fenced, backyard, covered and open patios and a great storage shed, and that's coming in at $315,000. So there's some good new inventory out there. If you're interested in taking a look at that, please go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message. We'd love to get in there and show that. Now, Jason, off the air, we were talking about getting your house ready for summer, getting ready to host some of those outdoor summer events. Graduation parties are going to be coming up before we know it. One of the things that you guys do is Sparkling Clean Windows. It's not just also window cleaning. I know you can do some cleaning on the whole exterior of the house. I think you do a significant amount of pressure washing. What does that look like with your crew?
Yeah, that is one of the other complimentary services that we offer that go along with the window cleaning. Sometimes pressure washing has a negative connotation. People think of knocking off the paint or putting holes in stucco. You can do a lot of damage with a pressure washer if not used properly, but with the right tips and the right pressure adjustments, we can use a pressure washer to effectively wash down the home, the driveway, the sidewalks, the pool patio, decks, all those type of things to just kind of make the whole property look great, not just your windows sparkle, but your home sparkle.
Awesome. And I know one of the things that you were mentioning to me off the air was that pressure washing the exterior of the house, and I never really thought about this till you mentioned it, can actually keep your windows cleaner longer. Explain that.
When the house is dirty and you can clean all the windows, well, whenever it rains, the rain's going to run down your siding of your home. And of course, it's going to deposit that on the glass. So if your home is clean, as long as we don't get one of those muddy freak Tri-Cities rainstorms that we can get here. But typically, just a light rain is not going to affect the windows nearly as much when your home is also clean and your windows are clean. It's more the dust and the accumulation of muddy rain over time that gets them dirty. But if your home's clean, it'll actually keep your windows maintained and cleaner longer as well.
Absolutely. That's good, good information. Now, one of the things, another thing that we see quite a bit is when I go into homes and I look at homes and I'm talking to people about replacing windows and glass, and I know you probably get a lot of calls about this, and I know the window companies in town do too, but there are certain products that people don't know about that can actually scratch the glass. And how do you deal with that? I mean, are you just out of luck? First of all, I guess, what are some of those basic products that can scratch the glass? And then if that happens, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, so typically we recommend for homeowners to, if they're going to clean their own windows, using a professional grade squeegee, using a soft cloth if you're going to be using a spray like a microfiber cloth. Newspaper, you hear that from the old grandma's tale about using newspaper and vinegar to clean windows. At least that won't scratch it, but nowadays it probably transfers the newsprint onto your glass. So not maybe the best way, but typically we recommend soft cloths and a mild detergent like a dish soap or vinegar in the solution. But when you start getting to be like stubborn stains, like removing paint or hard water stains or other stubborn material on the glass, you got to be really careful to not use the wrong type of scouring pad. We've had customers try to, probably the most common is like a green 3M type pad that you use to scrub your dishes down. Now, those are made for stainless steel and maybe interior things, but you try to use those on glass, even though they're plastic, they actually can cause scratches. We see that quite a bit where just using the wrong type of scouring pad.
Oh, I can see it's just lying in the sink there. You got kind of a tough stain. You grab that pad and try to scrape it off.
Yeah, pretty common on kitchen windows. We see that a lot, or restaurants where they send their staff out to clean their windows and they just grab whatever scrub pad they can. And so, yeah, making sure you use the pad that you choose to use if there is a stain, that it is safe on glass, non-scratch material.
Good. And now, once glass is scratched like that, I mean, is that the end all? I mean, is it a lot of times at that point you just have to replace that window?
There is the technology. We actually have the technology to be able to remove scratches from glass. We do get a few requests a year. It's not a cheap, easy process. You basically have to sand down the glass with almost like sand, like a power sander, which gets the glass all foggy, and then you have to repolish it again. So
wow.
It is very capable. There's companies that do graffiti removal in bigger cities and around towns where there's a lot of that. They get tagged, and it actually sometimes is a lot cheaper to do that than replace the glass, but it is not a cheap, easy process. Whenever that's the case, we look at it and make sure that it's cost effective. If it's an $800 door, it may make sense to spend a couple hundred dollars to get the glass, the scratch removal done. But typically on a regular residential home, probably replacement or live with it is the two options.
Fantastic. And then the last thing to really mention, which I appreciate, because, you know, it's a lot like my HVAC service where I've just got them scheduled and, you know, they come every 4 months and then they'll replace the filter, do a quick system check. You guys will also set up a maintenance plan so I don't have to remember.
Yeah, we try to make it really easy for our customers and whatever we can do that. So we ask them what frequency they want to have them cleaned. We do everywhere from monthly to quarterly is probably the most popular, to just a couple times a year where we come out and do the spring or fall cleaning for you. So yeah, whatever our customers need, we set you up and give you automatic email reminders and whatever else you need to make it just your life easier.
Okay, and now my last question, and this could just be specific to Lance Kenmore, but if I want it to rain or there to be a terrible storm, all I have to do is call you to come clean my windows. And the next day, it's guaranteed rain or dust storm.
Yeah, we have a contract with the weathermen in town.
Okay. Okay. If we're going to Lance Kenmore,
predict the rain, and then they learned it from
the car wash guy.
Yes. Right, exactly.
One thing unique, though, we do actually offer a 48-hour rain guarantee. So if we do come and clean your windows and it does rain, unlike the car wash companies, we'll typically come out and you just give us a call and we'll actually come back and re-clean your windows. So,
wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we don't want you to feel like you wasted that money. We try not to show up when it's raining, but if it does rain, we do come back and touch it up. And honestly, usually it's not the rain that affects it. It's the wind and the dust around
the wind and the dust that come with it. So. Yeah, no, absolutely. That's a great, great point. The last thing that we do with our guests is we always ask them, everybody in their career path and area usually has a funny or an interesting story or something crazy that happens. What's a story in your business that kind of sticks out in your mind with the crazy world of window cleaning?
man, my staff could probably tell you a bunch of funny things about when I've been attacked by birds, or I don't know if we've actually run into, we haven't been peeping Toms too much. We try not to do that. That's kind of the infamous
window cleaning window
thing
cleaner.
That, oh, you look through someone's window. We've had a couple close calls, but we try to be pretty discretionary on that and be careful. But most recently, I guess we've had a couple people run into their windows after we've cleaned them. Just this weekend, I was helping my daughter and her boyfriend clean their car windows, and his car windows were pretty streaky and dirty, and he was just shocked at how much better they look. Well, I found out the next day he was driving along and went to adjust his rear view mirror and on his car's driver's side window, and about put his finger through or his hand through the door window, thinking that the window was rolled down when it was actually up. So
that's
so, yeah. So I guess I said, hey, do you mind writing me a testimonial that you clean car windows so good you'll put your hand through them? So
That's awesome. That is definitely one of those job hazards for sure.
Yeah. We have a little waiver on the bottom of that. We're not responsible for you running into the windows.
You're not responsible for the windows being too clean. Okay, I can understand that for sure. Well, Jason, we know you're busy, and with 2,000 multiple residential units and commercial buildings, we really appreciate you taking the time to give our listeners some of those tips and tricks for window cleaning. For the listener that wants to have high quality professional window cleaning done, you've invested a lot of money in your home and your windows, and it's really an integral system to your house. And I think sometimes people forget that. So for folks looking for that high quality window cleaning experience, what's the best way for them to get a hold of Sparkling Clean Windows?
So they can go onto our website any time of day, which is sparklingcleanwindows.net. There's a way to get a free instant quote. We're the only company that allows that. Again, soon they'll be able to actually schedule appointments, or they can always call our office between 8 and 5, and our number is 509-586-5550.
Jason, thanks for being on the show, and thanks for being a great business in the community. And we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.